I'm diving into part two of Is Wholesaling Illegal? You know, in recent times, there have been a few developments, you know, with legalities. This is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. We're back in the studio. On this episode, I'm diving into part two of Is Wholesaling Illegal? You know, in recent times, there have been a few developments, you know, with legalities of wholesaling. Honestly, it's not really a development on legalities, but what's required to be able to wholesale. Okay, and it's very, very important for me to distinguish between these two for you. On the previous episode of this, you know, I did a part one version of this, which in which I talk about the new developments with regards to compliance in the state of Illinois, maybe one other state or something like that. And I made it very clear that wholesaling real estate will never be illegal. Okay. Just the profession as a profession would never be legal. Just like wholesaling, the key term, wholesale, never mind real estate for a second, okay? One of the many reasons why the term wholesale, wholesaling real estate will never be legal is because wholesale, it's never illegal. In the world of free enterprise, in the world of capitalism, in the world of freedom of trading between people, trading value, value for value, right? The idea of wholesale would never be illegal. The fact that I can go to a certain secret marketplace knowledge using tools, using some skill set to acquire a piece of merchandise, a product, a service at a discounted rate will never be illegal. Does that make sense? So when I come and tell you straight up, like, no, it's never going to be illegal, I want you to take my word for it. There are quite a few things that I factor in place. You know, I factor never cheating, never stealing, never lying. However, even in the world of free enterprise, there's something called compliance. There's regulations, you know, and things like that. I want to talk about that a little bit today while I answer this question. The question that came here, can anyone in the group explain the new Illinois law that affects wholesaling? And I want to take a little bit of an extra step for that. There's a previous video that I recorded where there's some little bit of details with regards to what that law entails and why it really doesn't affect you if you're a true entrepreneur. So with that being said, like I just said, wholesaling as a concept of trading, as a concept of entrepreneurship, as a concept of commerce, e-commerce will never, like the idea that you can go to alibaba.com and get something for cheap and sell it for a higher price at a margin, a profit margin here in the United States, will never be illegal. However, if there are practices around the trade that may be hurting consumers, you know, the government agencies, the body, the laws, the law agencies, the agencies that put the laws together that governs the society may come to place and put some regulation in place. All right, that will never be illegal. However, they may put some requirements in place for you to practice this at a larger scale, and that's what's happening. And I feel like I needed to do this part two to do a little bit of better justice to what I mean by it will never be illegal to wholesale real estate. Am I making sense? Alright, so please, if you have any questions, please continue to put comments below. It doesn't matter, you know, as soon as I create time, I will get back to you. I will respond as much as I can. I will also respond in the form of videos like this, okay? So, here's what's going on. The barrier of entry into wholesaling real estate as a profession has been extremely lowered because of thanks to YouTube. Now, in reality, I don't think it's extremely lowered, but at least from a perspective standpoint, from observing from the outside, it looks like everyone, their moms and pops are wholesalers, okay? There's not a lot of people closing deals, by the way. Don't get it twisted. There's not lots of people closing deals. However, quite a few people are out there talking to consumers and putting consumers on is coming. We call it is coming from where I'm from. That means you raise their high hopes up and then you never really deliver because you don't know what you're doing. Because anyone and their moms and pops can become a wholesaler. So just like you have in the hairstylist world, right, where people are touching skin, where you have in the world of real estate licensure or real estate brokerage, where you're literally claiming to represent people's interest, right? Just like you have in the world of stock brokerage, where some kind of license is required, the government is starting to step in. And you're going to see more of that, okay, when it comes to wholesaling in states. So let's be clear. Let me repeat this. Wholesaling will never be illegal. The licenses required to participate in wholesaling real estate as a profession, there may be more requirements for that, okay? The idea of wholesaling itself would never be illegal. Okay, if you're not compliant when it comes to licensing, it does not mean it's illegal. There's two different things, completely two different things. Okay, so when I tell you, like, listen, it will never be illegal, I want you to take my word for it. Okay, it just doesn't make sense that wholesaling of anything, any kind of product, services, wouldn't be illegal. It just, unless you live in North Korea or something crazy like that, right? It will never be illegal. Okay, it will never be illegal. Even in some African countries like Nigeria, like some countries where there are serious oppressions going on, where they can't come out in public and protest, it's in their law that it's legal. It's a legal thing to do. Yes, they may oppress them, but it still remains a fact that it's not illegal to practice it. Well, thank God we live in a country where there's some level of freedom, at least probably the highest form of freedom you can see anywhere on this planet. You can find the United States to a certain extent, arguably, whatever, but you get my point, right? My point here is this: don't beat yourself over the head. Don't worry about new compliance rules, regulations coming to play for you to participate in wholesaling real estate. It's not a big deal. As an entrepreneur, you're supposed to be ready for this kind of minuscule regulation obstacles. You know, this is just an obstacle, just another one. Okay, you have a massive obstacle in front of you, which is to learn how to market. That's massive, because most people retract back to their natural, which is try to hard sell people, try, you know, the things they may have learned from the beginning, which is complicated. But marketing is simple. It's just the idea that you have to wait. You put out performance-based marketing and you have to wait sometimes to get results and measure results and then optimize. That part can make it complicated for people. But if you can learn the skills, learn how to use the tools, it's actually very simple. That's the biggest obstacle in front of you, learning how to market. You see, in Illinois, they have something in their stipulations that if you close more than one deal in any given year, then you basically have to get licensed. Okay, that's what they have. That's it. That's the obstacle in front of you. It's not illegal. It's just that you are required to get a license to wholesale more than one property. Okay, to go under contract more than one time a year for the purpose of profit, required license. But you haven't even closed your first deal. Why would you worry about that? After you close your first deal, the least of your issues to get a license, or like I said in the first part, find a way to partner with brokers, and just don't engage personally with consumers. That's all. Partner with people that will engage directly with the consumers, and you can make profit all day long. Think about it this way: is it possible that they will tell people that, hey, you have to be licensed to generate leads for certain industries? Like, do I have to be licensed to generate leads for the stockbrokers? No. Your biggest obstacle is learning how to market. And that's what I have to share with you today. Wholesaling will never be illegal. That's number one. That's number one fact. Okay. Your biggest obstacle, number two fact, your biggest obstacle is you need to learn marketing. You need to learn it in a way that you can be consistent, that you have a healthy budget, in a way that you become a master of this. That's the second fact you need to understand, okay? And probably a third fact is that wholesaling will never be illegal. It's just another obstacle in front of you, minuscule obstacle for that matter. You're going to go to school, go to class for 75 hours, learn a few laws about real estate, you get a license, case closed. Let's not make it a big deal. That's all I have for you on this episode. If you haven't downloaded the book yet, Smart Real Estate Wholesaling, go there, smartrealestatewholesaling.com, and get a free copy of this, free PDF. But you can also get it in the form of audiobook, paperback, if that's what you prefer, just like this one. I do have a second bonus for you. I'll give you this in addition to that. Real Estate Money Secrets, my newest book. If you go get it, hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. And I'll see you on the next one. And peace.